They are one of the largest recipients of NIH funding. Their scientists played a substantial role in developing more than half the cancer drugs approved by the FDA in the last 5 years. Dana-Farber Cancer Institute has been making one advanced cancer discovery after another for over 75 years. At Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Shock therapy has slowed inflation in Argentina, but at a cost. Hello, I'm Leanna Byrne, and this is the Marketplace Morning Report, and we're coming to you live from the BBC World Service. So right now, Argentina has the world's worst inflation rate, but the country's new president, Javier Milei, promises to turn that around, and it seems like he's doing it. On Tuesday, inflation cooled slightly to 13.2% in February, down from 20% in January and 25.5% in December. So let's speak to the BBC's Mimi Swaby, who's in Argentina. Hi, Mimi.
Hello, how you doing?
So Mimi, I guess the shock therapy is working.
It does seem to be working. The figures for February's inflation came in on Tuesday at 13.2%. That is below the expected or forecast 15%, which according to Milei is a great number. And this is down from a 20% increase in January and a 25% increase in December. However, annual inflation still remains extremely high at more than 276%. And President Javier Milei has said that March looks, in his words, complicated, and that the economy is in a bleak situation with sales, production and activity all on the decline.
I'm sure it's not much comfort for people in their everyday lives who are going through these austerity measures.
No, definitely not. And these chainsaw measures, as they're being called, is actually pushing more Argentinians into poverty. This move may work long term, but in the short term, these harsh measures are really squeezing people in their daily life. It's thought now that 60% of Argentina's population are living in poverty, and 70% of children, according to a new report by UNICEF, are thought to be or going to be living in poverty in the first quarter of this year. So there's some huge figures there, just showing how desperate many people are finding this current situation.
And that's what you're seeing on the streets, that people are really struggling.
I am in El Calafate, which is a small town in Argentina's beautiful Patagonian region. It feels very far away from Buenos Aires, where all this political chaos seems to be right in the forefront. It's still very much being felt here. I'm in some very idyllic scenery, but people are telling me more and more that this is a place that relies very heavily on tourism. And although people do take advantage of that tourism, kind of hiking up prices, that also means that locals have higher prices to deal with, which in many cases is just unsustainable and not attainable for people.
Mimi Swaby, thank you so much for joining us in Marketplace.
Thanks.
And it's time to do the numbers. The UK has managed to pull itself out of technical recession, with the latest figures suggesting the economy grew by 0.2% in January. And in Japan, economists expect large companies to give their unionised workers an average wage increase of more than 4%. That's the biggest rise since 1992. Now, remember the UK's post office scandal we reported on? If you don't, here's a reminder. Hundreds of post managers were wrongly prosecuted, all because of faulty computer software that calculated that money had gone missing from their branches. And today the government will formally introduce legislation to automatically quash those convictions. Ministers hope the new law will be passed before the summer. The BBC's Coletta Smith reports.
It's been nearly 3 years since the first 39 sub-postmasters had their convictions quashed at the Court of Appeal. But despite the legal precedent, it's thought hundreds of individuals are still living with wrongful convictions for theft, fraud and false accounting. This new legislation will make it quicker and easier for them to have their convictions overturned and to get access to an immediate interim compensation payment.
A lot of Smith there. Let's go back to South America because businesses in Chile are preferring to cut their employees' hours from 45 to 40 hours a week after a new law was introduced to improve work-life balance. The deadline is 2028, but every year businesses must reduce their working week by at least 1 hour. The BBC's Jane Chambers reports.
Pastelería Biela is a cafe and cake shop in a leafy suburb called La Reina in Chile's capital, Santiago. It's owned by Jorge Paradis and his wife. He's worried about reducing the hours of the 12 staff in their two cafes.
Probably you're going to have less hours to sell your products. We're going to have to hire part-time jobs. We're going to have to reduce our working hours. And actually, it's going to impact in our cost.
And are you going to have to put up the prices of the things you sell?
Well, the last year with inflation, you can't just put prices higher because there is no money and people are not going to buy your products because they're too expensive. It's not that easy.
He says the law should be focused on big businesses, not on the small ones, which he says make up around 70% of the job market. But there are experts on hand to help. I'm off to meet Chilean Andrea Mullenhauer, a senior sales manager from an American company called ADP, which specialises in HR services for businesses around the world. She's currently working with companies in Chile to help them make the changes. A big issue is the huge amount of admin in changing contracts and getting employees to clock in and out of work.
We had an article in our contract, which is Article 22, which is very famous in Chile, which says that you don't mark in and out. You have free timetable in your job. And that's a big change because it's something cultural.
She says businesses also need to decide how to pay staff extra money for working more than 40 hours a week.
Probably they will have to stay working because they have to end some paperwork or job they didn't finish. So then you're going to have to come up with some process or control.
Some businesses in Chile are ahead of the curve and they've already started working 40 hours a week. One of those is in the bustling centre of Santiago. I'm in a shop called Vulco, which sells all the metal things you need to make belts, footwear, textiles and leather goods. Upstairs, I find Cindy Nunez, who's worked with the company for 6 years. She's a big fan of the new working hours.
When we were working 45 hours a week, the days seemed much longer. Now I enjoy my days much more because I get home earlier and I have more time to spend with my 5-year-old daughter. We play together, so our relationship is much closer now.
And what about the money? Do you get paid less now you're working 40 hours instead of 45?
No, I get paid the same as when I was working 45 hours a week.
I'm taken past some noisy building works to the main office to meet one of the owners, Rodrigo Abada. He and his brother inherited the business from their father, and it's been running for around 40 years. He says introducing a 40-hour week has been easier than he expected.
Once we had explained the new working hours to our clients, they all got used to it, and it hasn't really affected our profits.
Whether they like it or not, every business in Chile will have to reduce its working week by 2028. I'm the BBC's Jane Chambers for Marketplace.
And I'm Leanna Byrne with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. Have a great day. Thanks for listening.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.